Unseasonably warm weather is resulting in heavy black cutworm populations showing up earlier. Wiffles Hybrids agronomic marketing manager Tom Newman provides tips on dealing with black cutworms.
Well, Carly, because we've had some warm weather earlier this season, and particularly southerly winds, that has caused black cutworms moss to show up in the Midwest earlier than normal. And Iowa and Illinois scouting reports, or rather their moth captures, have had a couple different peaks early this season. And when those moth captures peak, they can predict when we need to be scouting for potential black cutworm feeding in cornfields. And generally speaking, there was a peak at the end of March, and then another one about 2 weeks later. And based on those numbers, they feel black cutworm feeding potential begins for southern Iowa, for example, during the first week in May, and also in central Illinois about the first week in May. And if you were in southern Illinois, it may be a little bit earlier than that. When you get to central Iowa and parts of northern Illinois, probably the second week in May is when the potential cutworm feeding may show up. Northern Iowa and part of northern Illinois and Wisconsin is probably the third week in May before they'll show up. And because there's been multiple episodes of high moth flights, that means there's probably going to be extended period of feeding, which means more scouting needs to take place. Just because early scouting showed some small numbers of cutworms present, it doesn't mean that the worries are over. There may be a second amount of feeding show up within 10 days or 2 weeks after the first ones are present. So it's good to scout early, but it may the advice is that we need to keep scouting for a longer period of time, perhaps because the moths have been extended, an extended period of moth flights early this spring. And so when you have more than one night of high moth captures, that usually means they can predict when the larva feeding will begin. And so a lot of the damage has to do with the size of the cutworm larvae that are present and the size of the corn that they may be infesting. Generally, if you have small cutworms, 3/4 of an inch or smaller, it takes 2 to 3% damage before you can probably justify a rescue treatment. If you have larger corn and also larger larvae, the percent may be as high as 5% damage before you can justify a rescue treatment. But again, it's the timing of the size of the larva and the corn plants can impact how much damage potential there is. Smaller corn plants, if they're cut off, have good ability to recover. That is, they'll be cut off above the growing point, and the corn plant can continue to grow and generate new leaves and not be lost. Larger plants, however, if they're cut low or sometimes below the soil surface, they can perhaps damage the growing point, and those plants may not recover. So it'll take some investigation to see what kind of recovery potential may be present. And so continued scouting is probably the watchword for black cutworm, looking at fields that have low areas, perhaps areas that had weed growth early in the season, and being able to scout over a large number of areas. And a pretty regular basis, once a week or twice a week, may be necessary to identify when black cutworms are present. So it's just a matter of keeping on top of it and listening to what other scouts are saying and finding out what other people are seeing and being ready to scout fields to look for potential damage. Early damage would just be small shot holes in leaves, and as the larvae get larger, they then begin cutting the plants off and moving from plant to plant. So with that advice, I guess scout early and scout often.
Great. For more agronomic tips and more about Wiffles Hybrids, visit wiffles.com.